This is Sam, and you're listening to the Pub Trivia Group Podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Pub Trivia Group Podcast. This is your good pal Sam. Thank you for playing my game and thank you for joining me for game number 98. I got to start off with a big thank you to Bree, who left me a 5-star Apple review after listening during a road trip from the Florida Keys all the way to Cleveland. I assume that's Cleveland, Ohio and not like Cleveland, Georgia. Wow, that's a long drive. Thank you for letting me be part of that drive. I appreciate it, Bree, and I appreciate everyone else who has taken the time to rate this show with 5 stars on Apple and Spotify. It means a lot and goes a long way towards other people finding this show. Now, we call ourselves the Pub Trivia Group because we are a group of people that like to play pub trivia together. And today I have two people that have been part of the group for a while now. I have two guests, a brother and sister. So first, I want to introduce you to a musician. Okay, you're going to want to look her up on Spotify, a musician named Kate Stephenson. Kate, how you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for having us on here.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining me. You know, like I said, her music is great. She's going to play a song at the end, right, Kate?
Yeah, hell yeah. Heck yeah.
She's legit good, has about 20 times more followers than I do.
We're working on that. We're going to get you to the top.
We'll get me to the top. I'm a Z-lister, but Kate certainly is not. So we're going to play you some of her music at the end and all of her links, of course, in the show notes. Check it out. You're going to like it. Also, we have Kate's brother, Wesley. Wesley, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. And Wesley, so I'm always nervous about playing trivia with college students because I know that I was at my, I'll say, smartest when I was in college, because that was when I got to literally spend my entire day being smart and not like working or taking care of kids. Not that I don't like working or taking care of kids, but you're like in your intellectual prime right now. I'm a little bit intimidated about giving you my trivia. I think you're just gonna mop the floor.
We'll see. Main problem I have is I'm usually just haven't been alive long enough, but we'll see how it goes.
Sure. Well, we will see how it goes. I got 3 rounds today. Movie links, short answer chain, and common initials. Let's get into it. Round number one, movie links. So I have a list of 5 films, and each of these 5 films stars a common actor or actress. I'm going to provide you with the year plus 2 additional details about each film as clues. And by including a common link makes this like a puzzle. So for this reason, I will read the clues a second time. You need to guess the title of each film and then the actor or actress who appeared in all 5. All right, film number 1, 2000. The film is set in Alexandria, Virginia, in the early 1970s amidst integration efforts. The film featured a memorable scene where the cast sings "Ain't No Mountain High Enough" after exchanging some Yo Mama jokes. All right, film number 2, 2004. The film is based on a novel of the same name. The plot centers around a romance which begins in the 1940s and spans to the film's present day. Film number 3, 2016. The film's cinematography and choreography pay homage to classic Hollywood musicals. The film also showcases its leading actors' piano playing abilities. Film number 4, 2017. This is a sequel to a sci-fi film from 1982, which was set in 2019. The film explores complex themes of identity, memory, and the nature of humanity in a dystopian future. And film number five, 2023. The film's title character was played by well over 10 people. The film featured a song by Billie Eilish, which won the Oscar for Best Original Song, as well as the Grammy for Song of the Year. I will note this was the first time a song from a film won the Grammy for Song of the Year since 1997's My Heart Will Go On. All right, as I said, I am going to go over those again. It's like a puzzle. Maybe you figured out what one of the films are. Maybe you figured out who the common actor or actress is. Maybe some of these will come a little bit easier now. All right, film number one, 2000. The film is set in Alexandria, Virginia, in the early 1970s amidst integration efforts. The film featured a memorable scene where the cast sings "Ain't No Mountain High Enough" after exchanging some Yo Mama jokes. All right, film number two, 2004. The film is based on a novel of the same name. The plot centers around a romance which begins in the 1940s and spans to the film's present day. Film number three, 2016. The film's cinematography and choreography pay homage to classic Hollywood musicals. The film also showcases its leading actors' piano playing abilities. Film number four, 2017. This is a sequel to a sci-fi film from 1982, which was set in 2019. The film explores complex themes of identity, memory, and the nature of humanity in a dystopian future. And film number five, 2023. The film's title character was played by well over 10 people. The film featured a song by Billie Eilish, which won the Oscar for Best Original Song, as well as the Grammy for Song of the Year. I will note this was the first time a song from a film won the Grammy for Song of the Year since 1997's My Heart Will Go On. All right, I went over each of those twice. Let's see if Kate and Wesley have the answers. So film one, the 2000 film where the cast sings "Ain't No Mountain High Enough." What do we think it is?
After some deliberation, we think it's Remember the Titans.
It is Remember the Titans. Well done. As you just made me feel really old when you said we both weren't born yet by the year when the film came out.
Sorry.
Because I
that.
Still think of that film being a relatively recent movie. It's 24 years old, I guess, so. Oops. Oh. All right, number two. The 2004 film, which centers around a romance that spans the 1940s to the film's present day.
We're going with The Notebook.
The Notebook is correct. Well done. Two for two. All right, number three, the 2016 film, which pays homage to classic Hollywood musicals.
This one, wholeheartedly, no doubt to be had, is La La Land.
La La Land is correct. Well done. Three for three. All right, number four, 2017, but a sequel to a 1982 film, which was set in 2019.
Blade Runner, 2049? Is that the one?
Yeah, Blade Runner 2049, well done. And then finally, the 2023 film in which the title character was played by well over 10 people.
This is Barbie.
Yeah, that is Barbie. Well done. So then the common actor, of course,
Ryan Gosling.
All right. Well done. You were 5 for 5 on that and had the common actor. That was round number one, movie links. Coming up, we got round number two, short answer chain. All right, round number two, short answer chain. I have 10 short answer items below. These are standalone short answer items. However, each answer does partially share its name with the item immediately preceding and the item immediately following, hence the chain. All right, item number one, born in Hampshire in 1775, this author is famous for several titles, including an 1813 title centered around the characters Elizabeth and Fitzwilliam. Item number two. Released between 1997 and 2002, this film series featured the soul bossa nova as its theme song. Item three. This franchise debuted on Fox Kids in 1993. However, much of its footage was borrowed from a similar television series which already existed in Japan. Item number four. This North American professional sports team was founded in 1926 and is considered one of the original six of its league. The team's name, though, is not exactly unique, as another professional sports team in Texas also has the name, as does a soccer team in Glasgow. Item number five. Founded in 1851, this publication has won 132 Pulitzer Prizes, more than any other publication. Item number six. Despite debuting in 1931, this font is still widely used and was even found by a 2016 study to be Britain's most trusted font. Item number seven. Despite being illegal in numerous states, this firework remains a 4th of July staple and involves its users holding it in their hand while stars shoot into the air. Item number eight. Originally penned in 1973 by Elton John and Bernie Taupin, this song referenced the tragic death of Marilyn Monroe. It was later rewritten and re-recorded in 1997, achieving the number one spot on both the US and UK charts. Item number nine. Released in 1939 and based on Margaret Mitchell's novel of the same name, this film received 10 Academy Awards and is ranked by Box Office Mojo as the highest grossing film of all time when adjusted for inflation. And item number 10. This 2000 single by Matchbox 20 features the lyric, quote, "There's an awful lot of breathing room, but I can hardly move." All right, pause now if you are looking for more time. Otherwise, I will go over those again, but then we're going to see if Kate and Wesley know those answers. All right. Item number one, born in Hampshire in 1775, this author is famous for several titles, including an 1813 title centered around the characters Elizabeth and Fitzwilliam.
This is Pride and Prejudice, written by Jane Austen.
Yeah, Jane Austen. So, Sam, fun fact, when I was a study abroad student at the University of Winchester in Hampshire, at Winchester Cathedral, I'm just kind of walking along there, and I'm like, oh, there's Jane Austen's grave. So I have seen Jane Austen's grave. Not the greatest story, but There you have it. All right, number two. Released between 1997 and 2002, this film series features the Soul Bossa Nova as its theme song.
This is Austin Powers.
It is Austin Powers. Austin Powers connecting with Jane Austen. All right, number three. This franchise debuted on Fox Kids in 1993. However, much of its footage was borrowed from a similar television series which already existed in Japan.
This is a favorite of Wesley and mine, our entire childhood. We've seen all of them. This is the Power Rangers.
The Power Rangers. That is correct. The Power Rangers connecting with Austin Powers. So even like the 1993 Power Rangers, you saw those, the Mighty Morphin ones?
Man, Mighty Morphin, Operation Overdrive. What are you talking?
Okay. So I only know the Mighty Morphin. I never watched past the Mighty Morphin, but that's awesome.
It's Morphin time.
Exactly. Exactly. I remember my dad bringing home the internet in like 1994 for his work. And my brother and I, we would, well, dial in through the phone line. And it would take like a whole half hour to do this, but we thought it was the coolest thing in the world for him to dial into the internet and download pictures of the Power Rangers. And seriously, like a half hour per picture. All right, item number four. This North American professional sports team was founded in 1926 and is considered one of the original six of its league. But the team's name is not exactly unique, as another professional sports team in Texas also has the same name, as does a soccer team in Glasgow.
The New York Rangers.
Yes, that would be the New York Rangers of the NHL. Of course, we also referenced the Texas Rangers of the MLB, as well as Rangers FC of the Scottish Premiership. I think in the English Championship, there's the Queen's Park Rangers as well. So we have several Rangers professional sports teams, but this one, the New York Rangers. So number five, founded in 1851, this publication has won 132 Pulitzer Prizes, more than any other publication.
This is the New York Times.
That would be the New York Times connecting with the New York Rangers. All right, number six, despite debuting in 1931, this font is still widely used and was even found by a 2016 study to be Britain's most trusted font.
What is Times New Roman?
Times New Roman is correct. All right, number seven. Despite being illegal in numerous states, this firework remains a 4th of July staple and involves users holding it in their hand while stars shoot into the air.
Roman candle.
That would be the Roman candle connecting with Times New Roman. All right, number eight, originally penned in 1973 by Elton John and Bernie Taupin, this song referenced the tragic death of Marilyn Monroe. It was later rewritten and re-recorded in 1997, achieving the number one spot on both the US and UK charts.
Beautiful song. I think this is the title. I know that he says it in the song, it's Candle in the Wind.
Yeah, Candle in the Wind, connecting with Roman Candle. All right, number nine, released in 1939 and based on Margaret Mitchell's novel of the same name, this film received 10 Academy Awards and is ranked by Box Office Mojo as the highest grossing film of all time when adjusted for inflation.
What is Gone with the Wind?
Gone with the Wind, also correct. You're 9 for 9 so far. Can you go 10 for 10? Is this going to be another sweep? Number 10, this 2000 single by Matchbox 20 features the lyric, quote, "There's an awful lot of breathing room, but I can hardly move."
Unfortunately, Sam, we have bad news. We cannot sweep, as we do not know. I know
you
were it has
not
word
born
gone
yet.
In
yep.
It. I know it has the word gone in it. So if we could spew a bunch of options, yeah. Maybe it's already gone. Maybe it's you're gone. Maybe it's I'm gone. could be super duper gone. You're gone.
Oh, that was very close.
You're gone is close?
It's close. If you're gone. If you're gone. If you're gone, maybe it's time to come home. There's an awful lot of breathing room, but I can hardly move. So if you're gone. But you still went 9 for 10. So well done. I'd say 9 for 10 is respectable there.
We did our darndest. We definitely did our darndest.
That is for sure. So that was round number 2, short answer chain. Coming up, we got round number 3, common initials. Round number 3, common initials. For common initials, I have 10 items, all featuring a pair of common initials. Now, I dedicate this round to a listener in Canada who also provided us with a 5-star rating, saying that they enjoyed listening with the family. Now, I don't know what this person's name is, but I know their initials are NW, so they requested that we do a common initials round with their initials, NW. And I'm going to be honest, this could be a tricky one because there aren't a lot of NW things. I originally was like, yes, NW, let's do this. Let's say easier said than done. Easier said than done, but I am up for the challenge. So here goes. Now, I'm going to just throw this out there. Some of these items are going to be goofier than what is typical for me. So Spotify listeners, if you could tell me in the Spotify poll for this week, how do you like it when I get a little goofy? Let me know. I'm giving it the old college try. But you may or may not like the goofiness. I hope you like it. It definitely is different from what we normally do for this round. Here it goes. Item number 1. I'm going to start off being silly right away. So for item number 1, take the first name of a former Detroit Lion wide receiver turned CBS Mornings co-host. And then take the last name of the only U.S. president to not be affiliated with a political party. All right, number 2. According to an article by U.S. News and World Report, this was $1,063,700 for the average American in 2022. All right, number 3. This is another silly one. Take the city which gained an NFL team formerly of Houston in 1998, and then take the state which calls itself America's Dairyland. All right, number 4. In DC Comics, when Dick Grayson is done being Robin, he becomes this superhero. All right, number 5. Here's another silly city and state one. Take the city which is home to the reigning Italian soccer champions, and then take the state which bases its flagship state university in Laramie. All right, number 6. In a 2019 cinematic remake, characters played by Seth Rogen and Billy Eichner explained through song that their signature phrase meant what? All right, number 7. Here's another silly name. Take the first name of the actor who portrayed Ron Swanson in Parks and Recreation, and then take the last name of the actress who is married to Tom Hanks. All right, for number 8, I have another silly name one for you. I think this is my last of the name ones. All right, take the first name of the singer who sang the following lyric in 1997. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shamed, lying naked on the floor. So combine that singer's first name with the last name of the actress who lived from 1922 to 2021 and is remembered by audiences for her portrayal of Rose Nyland. All right, number nine. According to another cinematic song, which was first heard in 1992 and then again in a 2019 remake, this film's protagonist was attempting to showcase to his love interest a fantastic point of view that she would find to be a dazzling place she never knew. I might be stretching to make this fit, but in whole, he was trying to show her a what? And number 10, this is my last one, and my last silly city and state one. Take the city which hosted the mid-20th century trials of 177 defendants, 24 of whom would be sentenced to death, 20 to life, and 98 to other various sentences, and combine that with the state which is home to the OL reign of the NWSL, which is the club Megan Rapinoe played for when she retired from professional soccer in 2023. And actually, I think it just changed its name from the OL Reign to just the city name and the Reign. But whatever. That's besides the point. The city of the trials combined with the state in which Megan Rapinoe played for when she retired from professional soccer in 2023. All right, pause now if you need more time. I'll go over those again, and then we'll see if Kate and Wesley can give you those answers. All right, item number one. Take the first name of a former Detroit Lions wide receiver turned current co-anchor of CBS Mornings, and then take the name of the only U.S. president to not be affiliated with a political party. What do you get?
We're going to start off with a bang and say we don't know, and then Washington.
Yeah. The Detroit Lions wide receiver turned current co-host CBS Mornings. So he's turned into kind of a pretty big deal in terms of broadcasting. So that's Nate Burleson.
I said Nate. That's crazy.
So Nate Burleson and George Washington. So Nate Washington, which coincidentally was the name of a different NFL wide receiver in like the 2010s that used to be on my fantasy football team as like a late round flyer. He had a couple of decent seasons for Tennessee. Shout out Nate Washington, the real Nate Washington. But yeah, we are talking about Nate Burleson and George Washington. All right, number two. According to an article by U.S. News and World Report, this was $1,063,700 for the average American in 2022.
We're going to go with net worth.
Net worth. Now, for anyone feeling inadequate right now, for anyone under the age of 40, that number was like significantly smaller. So don't worry. We'll get there someday, everybody. Net worth is correct, though. All right, number three. Take the city which gained an NFL team formerly from Houston in 1998, and then the state which calls itself America's Dairyland.
All right, we're going to go with Nashville, and then the state of the cheeseheads, Wisconsin. Yep.
Nashville, Wisconsin. That is correct. Shout out Wisconsin, my home state. All right, number four. Oh, Wesley, we don't need that thumbs down. They're from Chicago. They want everyone to know it. All right, number four in DC Comics, when Dick Grayson is done being Robin, he becomes this superhero.
Nightwing.
Nightwing. Yeah, Nightwing is correct. As you all know, I tried to not put in too many Batman references because otherwise I'd put in Batman references all the time. But for NW, I had to put in that one because there wasn't a lot of other NWs. All right, number five. Take the city which is home to the reigning Italian soccer champions and the state which bases its flagship state university in Laramie.
All right, we're definitely guessing a little bit with the first half here. We think it's Naples because we can't think of any other N starting Italian cities. So we're going to say tentatively Naples, Wyoming.
Yes, Naples or Napoli, Naples, Wyoming. Well done. So you've got you've got four of the first five. Well done. All right, number six. In a 2019 cinematic remake, characters played by Seth Rogen and Billy Eichner explained through song that their signature phrase meant what?
It's Hakuna Matata, which means no worries.
Yes, it means no worries. Well done. Yeah, Lion King reference. All right, number seven. Take the first name of the actor who portrayed Ron Swanson in Parks and Recreation, and then the last name of the actress who is married to Tom Hanks.
That's going to be Nick Wilson.
Yes, Nick Offerman and Rita Wilson. Well done, Nick Wilson. All right, number eight. My last silly name one. Take the first name of the singer who sang the following lyric in 1997. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shamed, lying naked on the floor. So take that singer's first name, combine it with the name of the actress who lived from 1922 to 2021 and is remembered by audiences for her portrayal of Rose Nilland.
All right, so it's Natalie, I think.
Yeah.
Natalie, it is?
Yeah, Natalie Imbruglia.
I'm crazy. I'm cracked. Okay, so it's Natalie, and then that's Betty White. So White, Natalie White.
Natalie White. So Natalie Imbruglia combined with Betty White. Natalie White, the Natalie Imbruglia song I'm referring to being Torn.
Banger. Yeah. That's a banger to end all bangers.
That is a banger to end all bangers. If you haven't voted in that yet, you should all go vote. Everyone listening, go vote. Link in the show notes. Thank you for saying that. All right, number nine. According to another cinematic song, which was first heard in 1992 and then again in a 2019 remake, this film's protagonist was attempting to showcase his love interest, a fantastic point of view that she would find to be a dazzling place she never knew. I might be stretching to make this fit, but in whole, he was trying to show her a what?
A whole new world.
Yes, new world.
I see what you did there. Yep. In whole. Clever.
Again, sometimes when you write trivia like this, it's just cramming square pegs into round holes. Our final one, number 10. Another silly city and state one. So take the city which hosted the mid-20th century trials of 177 defendants, 24 of whom would be sentenced to death, 20 to life, and 98 to other various sentences, and then combine that with the state, which is home to the OL Reign, or whatever they're being called these days, of the NWSL, which is the club Megan Rapinoe played for when she retired from professional soccer in 2023.
First one is Nuremberg, and then I'm just going to guess Washington.
Nuremberg and...
It is. Oh, it is?
It is okay. Nuremberg. What are you saying, Kate?
I'm arguing personally that you're not going to recycle your W's here. So I feel like it's West Virginia.
That's two words.
True, but the first one starts with a W. This is a fight that'll tear our family apart here.
Yeah.
I'm going to die on the West Virginia Hill, but...
Two words, though.
No other states start with W.
You want to rock, paper, scissors for it?
West Virginia, Wisconsin, Wyoming. That's it. All right. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Okay, scissors, for those of you listening, I did scissors, I did paper, which, wait, what does that mean, Wesley? I think that means I won, right?
Yeah.
Which is going to be so awkward if this is wrong. I'm going to say it's Nuremberg, West Virginia.
It is Nuremberg, Washington. I don't have rules. I don't go by any rules. I go by whatever works.
The initial NV.
I'm just, you know what? I got two in my head about it. Wesley, you were right. I'll see you at Christmas.
Awkward reunion. But you still got 8 out of 10 there. You still got 8 out of 10.
I'm so sorry, Wesley. It's going to be like, hey, it's so good to see you. I missed you. Remember that time? Remember that Washington
time did not account? You didn't know how initials work?
It's okay. Ollie's comforting me now.
Yeah, she's got her dog with her. Well, no, you did great. You swept in movie links. You got 9 out of 10 in short answer chain, 8 out of 10 in my goofy version of common initials. Kate and Wesley, thank you so much for playing. Now, everyone listening, don't go anywhere. I told you, like, Kate is a legit, like, musician that tours and stuff. Like, this is her job. Seriously, like, I was psyched at the end of the year with my Spotify Wrapped and how many people were listening to me on Spotify. And then she had like 20 times, 30 times, 40 times, 50 times more people listening to her on Spotify. Well, you all get to listen to one of her songs now. Kate, what's the song you're going to let us listen to?
I think I'll have y'all listen to my little folk tune called Texas Wide.
Texas Wide.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I'm psyched for this. And everyone listening, you're going to love Texas Wide. And then you can go to the show notes and find links to get all of her stuff. All right. Here's the song.
First time I ever saw Bama was a miles before. First time in Louisiana, I was on the way to the pearly gates, in for Texas Wide. The first time I saw the Mississippi was a beautiful sight, but I ain't got nobody with me. I'm on my way to the pearly gates, in for Texas Wide. It's on the tip of my toe. At the water stop, just past the big giddy ups, won't fix her up. The only turn I read. Last time I spoke to my mama, she cried and said, she didn't want my melodrama. She was around my age when I must have, baby. I won't meet your daughter. Tell me you'll be better. Turn the kettle off, let live what's fun.
There you have it. That was Texas Wide by Kate Stephenson. Kate, Wesley, thank you so much for hopping on. Anything else you got on your mind before we go?
No, just thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, this was fun.
This is our favorite podcast. We listen to it all the time on road trips. So
I appreciate it. It's a honor to have me be part of your road trip. So I appreciate that, and I appreciate everyone listening. All right, guys, Peace out and pot on you nerds.